Hey guys, it's Monday, which means that it is day by day expressions. And about this time of year, your students may be wrapping up their academic year. We're getting into mid-April here, and I know springtime and spring break, and people are looking forward to the end of the school year. But that's what we're here talking about is education and the institution of college, particularly Central Baptist College. And so I've got Jeremy Langley here on the podcast today. And Jeremy, last week you brought something up about Miss Judy Gabbard that she always held together science and the Bible, that those are not two opposing things. They're not two different tracks that you can take in life, but one informs the other. And so just thinking about not just science, but just overall secular ideologies that are out there, how does CBC and how do you particularly want to train students to battle against these ideas, or when they come up against these ideas, to remain firm in their faith? How do you help? How does an institution like CBC help in that?
Sure. I think one thing that's important is that we teach our students that these are not two—they're really two sides of the same coin when we look at a lot of these issues. You know, there's a lot of, whether it's gender ideology, other things they may battle out there.
Right.
It's that there is truth, and, you know, it's founded and it's grounded in the Word of God.
Right.
You know, last year during one of the chapel services, every student received a biblical worldview Bible.
That's right.
And it was an excellent gift to those students to be able to find the source of truth.
Yeah.
But just to be able to teach them that as they battle these things out there in life, that there's a place they can go to find the answers and to find the real truth, not just what society wants them to know.
Yeah, I call it capital T truth. I think that's what
right.
Francis Schaeffer called it, capital
right.
T
sure.
truth,
right.
And that society will try to divide up science from values.
Sure.
Like there's the upper story of what Schaeffer talked about. There's the upper story values, and everybody's got those, but they stay in the upper, they
right.
stay upstairs, and they
right.
don't ever come down to play in the real world
right.
of science and what the world would call capital T, truth.
Sure.
And Schaeffer railed against that it's your values that are shaped by so they are connected.
That's right.
There's not moral relativism, in other words. And I
that's
think
right.
that's a big issue that our students deal with. And so I think it becomes very important, like you said, to show students that, no, there's an answer to all
sure.
of this. And the answer that we have is found in God's Word. When you were going through school, how did you combat that? Where did you run into that? And what kind of kept you on the path of biblical faith?
Well, you know, I was blessed. I attended a Christian
okay.
University
yeah.
In another town, a Baptist university here in the state of Arkansas. And I received many of the same things that CBC offers.
Yeah.
You know, the opportunity to have those weekly chapel times when we could come together and hear the truth, things that CBC offers you. It's so important that we get our students involved in a local church while they're here.
Absolutely.
You know, something that's not
absolutely.
That's not necessarily a push at secular institutions,
right.
while there are great ministries on many of the campuses
sure.
of the secular institutions.
Yeah.
But what really kept me grounded when I was in school at a Christian college, and the same thing that happens every day at CBC, are those faculty members who take the time to invest in students,
yeah.
Not just academically, but spiritually.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see it happening every day at CBC. And those are the types of things that keep our students really grounded in a biblical worldview and help them to grow in their relationship with Christ
yeah.
while they're in college.
Yeah. So I'm a product of CBC, and the personal relationships that you develop with the professors is one of the most tremendous blessings that I had. I was talking the other day with someone about how to choose a college. How do we choose a college? Is it
right.
cost? Is it geographical? You know, far away from home, close, you know, because some kids want to get away from home,
right.
some kids don't. And I made the suggestion, you choose a college based on professors.
Right.
And even though I didn't know the professors at CBC at the time, but that's why I say that today,
sure.
is because the influence of Dr. Ron Mitchell, Dr. Joel Slayton, Dr. Jesse Thomas. I mean, my group of friends that were with me, we still sit around and talk about those guys
sure.
not only what they taught us, but what they showed us in their life. Right. And so I think that's, man, that's got to be at the top of the list go ahead.
So that's an advantage of a small college.
Right, yeah.
You know, versus the big university. Right now at CBC, I think we're a 10-to-1 student-to-teacher ratio.
Yeah.
And just the fact that gives them such a greater opportunity to pour into the students.
Yeah.
And to really invest in them. And so that sets us apart.
Yeah.
And that sets most Christian colleges apart, but
absolutely,
it really sets us apart.
You mentioned earlier that the students received a worldview Bible.
Sure.
And that word worldview is something I'm deeply interested in and that I try to promote as well. What are you seeing with kids that are coming, kids that you've dealt with in other places, that coming out of high school? Do they have a place in their mind for a worldview? Do they understand what it is? I mean, they have a worldview,
sure,
but do they realize that they're being shaped and all that stuff? What would you say to that?
You know, I really don't think most students coming out of high school realize the influences they have on their lives.
Yeah.
From social media, whether we're talking about TikTok or I don't know that very many of them are on Facebook. You know,
old people are
that's
on Facebook.
And so, but they're being influenced in so many ways,
right,
that I don't think they realize. And so being able to come to a place like CBC where they can be exposed to even some church kids, to the truth in ways they've never been exposed to it before.
Right.
I think if they really will stop and pay attention, and some of them do, some of them don't, but I think it really makes a big impact on them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm excited for you and the future of the school. What a huge blessing it was to me. We're going to continue the conversation. We have a lot more to talk about when it comes to truth, goodness, and beauty and an institution like Central Baptist College. So come back next week.